seed, and we have been in this telecommunication sanctuary for 8 years, and we are so delighted that they did not deem it unworthy not to follow through what the Spirit had laid on their heart. We're going to open this call up in prayer, and we're going to move forward so we can hear the word that's going to come forth on this marvelous Monday. Excuse me. People are not exactly driving properly. Yes, I am driving. Good morning, Father God. We just want to thank you. We want to thank you for this day. We are so thankful for this marvelous Monday. We are so thankful, Father, for the veterans that went out and just participated in keeping this country safe. A lot of countries can't say that, Father. There are a lot of places that are not necessarily safe to be. But this country, Father, we are just so thankful to have our veterans that went out and continually go out and keep us safe. We want to thank the listeners that are on the line right now, Father, each and every one of them. May you cover their homes and whatever their needs are, Father God, even those that weren't able to get on the call. We ask you to touch the heart and the mind and the spirit of the word that's going to come forth on this marvelous Monday. We ask you to continually keep our co-founders covered, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask you, Father, in these things, our brother's name, Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. And again, I apologize for that blow, but safety first. And I'll turn the call over now to our host. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Minister Bonita, for seating and greeting the people and opening us up with prayer and our tagline, Marvelous Monday. I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Ty, and I reside in the sensational city of Stone Mountain, Georgia. And I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us here in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. And we wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greetings. This call is all about the Master. And as a family, we come together early in the morning, faithfully, to give God the praise, glory, honor, and reverence that is due him as we begin our day. Our theme is in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. And when God gave, the mandate, he also gave the mission, and that is to enrich, empower, and enhance believers as we begin our day. And because God is a God who does things in order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start the call with prayer. We end the call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. For those of you with the cell phone network that charges for the dial-in number, we do have a bridge number. And that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday. And each day you can hear the current day's recording, the current day's message, by dialing 712-432-1085. And the access code is 957-677-POUND. All of the messages have been archived and recorded from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our interactive website, www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team and greet such as Minister Benita did, or host such as I'm doing now, or if you feel like the Lord has given you a word that is stored up in your belly for such a time as this, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, hosted by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artists' life that keeps us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. Today is Inspirational Monday, and our speaker will be our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and our very own Pastor Everett Thomas. So now I am going to get out of the way so that the mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room can come forward and bless our socks off. Today's speaker is none other than our very own co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and her husband, Brother Lester Patton. Dr. PK is a veteran. She is a mother. She is a woman after God's own heart. She continues to just lead this call and give us direction. She is a prayer warrior. She is just such an amazing woman of God, and she has found her, as she would call him, her bae, Brother Lester Patton, who just loves her to pieces. He is a man after God's own heart, and they continue to just grow and live and learn, and as God continues to just bless their marriage. So I'm just going to get out of the way right now so that the word can come forth with clarity. I present to some and introduce to others Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Brother Lester Patton. Dr. P.K., are you there?
Good morning. Good morning, TMC. Good morning, Minister Kai, and good morning, Minister Benita, and good morning to Dr. V, and tell Mother hello for me there. And how is everybody this morning? Isn't it a good thing to be here this morning? That's my tab today. I want to talk to you all about Veterans Day, give you a little history, and let you know a lot about it. I was doing this for my wife. I thought about it over the weeks or so, and I said, let me do something myself this morning and just let her come on later. We're going to start off this morning, and I'm going to give you just a little history on the origins of Veterans Day. The origins of Veterans Day started in 1921, an unknown World War I veteran soldier was buried in Arlington National Cemetery, the site on a hillside overlooking the Potomac River and the city of Washington, became the focal point of reverence for American veterans. Similar ceremonies occurred early in England and France, where an unknown soldier was buried in each nation. Highest place of these men's gestures all took place of honor. All began on November 11th, giving universal recognition to the celebration ending of World War I, fighting at 11 a.m. November 11th, the 11th day of the 11th month, that became known as Armistice Day, recognizing that peace was equally preserved by veterans of World War II and Korea. Congress was questioned to make the day an occasion to honor those who have served Americans in all wars. In 1954, President Eisenhower signed a bill proclaiming November 11th as Veterans Day. Now, let me give you a little scripture on this as well. We're going to come from 1 Timothy 2nd chapter 1 through 7. First of all, then, I urge that petition, specifically request prayer, intercession, prayer for others, and thanksgiving be offered on behalf of all people, for kings and who all are in positions of high authority, that he may live a peaceful and quiet life in all goodness and dignity. This kind of praying is good and acceptable and pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who wishes all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge and recognition of the divine truth. For there is only one God and only one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all the testimonies given at the right and proper time. And then we're going to go over to 2 Timothy as well, and it says, exhort the first of all supplications, prayer, intercessions, and giving thanks, for kings, for all in authority, that were in a temperate and a quiet and peaceful life in all goodness. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, for who all have men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator. Now I'm going to give it over to my beautiful wife, Dr. PK. Baby, are you here?
Thank you, my dear husband. I tell you, I thank the Lord for you and for your love for me and the recognition that you are giving us on today. I thank you. I thank God for you. TMC family, this indeed is the day that the Lord has made for us to rejoice and be glad in. To God be the glory for the great things that he is doing and will continue to do in our lives as we continue to surrender ourselves to him. This morning, if this morning feels like to you that it is a time of celebration, from my voice, it is, has been, and have pulled me through a time of celebration for this entire week. I tell you, it has been an ongoing event after event. So I want to just take a little time this morning to say to you, yes, we are thanking God for all of the veterans. And as I was talking to my son last night, who also served 12 years in the military, and after he did his fourth deployment to Afghanistan, he came home and said, "Mom, I can't take it. I can't do it anymore. I gotta come out." And being that I only had gone to Desert Storm and I'd heard and had seen the results of soldiers coming back, I, as much as I would like, and I love completion of projects, I had to say yes. And last night we had an opportunity to really talk about that and spend time together late last night, I promise you, sending pictures back and forth, laughing and talking about what I was looking like and he was looking like. It just a good time with my son, and I thank God for that. And so I just want to say to any veteran who's on the phone, anyone who's celebrating someone who was, connected to a veteran, father, mother, sister, brother, cousin, uncle, whoever, that we, the United States, would not be who we are and what we are today were there not people who raised their hands and said that I'm willing to defend this country against foreign and domestic enemies. And yes, I do get a little choked up because of the ones that I know I had to bury and the ones that I know gave their lives so that we can have the freedom. That's why I can't stand still and just see the freedom that we have fought for to be eroded. We have given and made too many sacrifices. And so therefore, not only are we going to pray that God help us to do the right thing as we continue to defend this country and to defend the freedoms that the Lord himself says belong to us. And then you all,
folks have been asking, how did it go? Well, yes, not only I'm backing you up. I'm backing you up from where I am this morning to where I've been. We, on this weekend, celebrated an 11-11-11 wedding. When I said yes to doing this wedding for Reverend Willie and Sabrina, now Turner, I was thinking it was on a Saturday, not a Sunday. Turned out it was on yesterday, and it was a full day yesterday up until about 8:30, 9 o'clock. And, yeah, I tried to do electric slide, this old gal didn't slide like he used to, but we still had a wonderful, wonderful celebration, beautiful wedding. Well, you see, the Lord had used me to speak a word into the bride's life early on, and good God of mercy, little did I know that it was going to culminate with her having a man come and speak the same identical words who would become her husband, who she felt like I needed to be there to put the cherry on top of the cake of all of it, and we came through with that. Well, the day before Friday, which is a Thursday, right, we finished up in St. Louis. Well, you all, there we are in St. Louis, 111 years celebration for the Church of God in Christ, our convocation, and it was the very first year that they had, that the church had agreed to have a female chaplain's clinician, and I thank God that I had sense enough to know when to enlist the assistance of others. And thank God for my husband and my spiritual son, Joseph Washington, who came and were my Adam and Urs and held up my arms and carried me through. It was a spiritual, it was a godly, it was a deliverance service like I've never, ever seen before. And I thank God for saying yes to that. So our time in St. Louis with the chaplains was absolutely phenomenal. You know, I'm telling you, when you hear people say God showed up and showed out, well, I'm here to tell you, with me being the person who was supposed to be leading the thing, I'm telling you, I had to just put my little book aside and just walk out as God ordered my steps. And that would be my subject for this morning if I were able to get around to it. But it looks like I'm going to be testifying the whole time. But the subject of my lesson this morning is, order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Order my steps. And then prior to that, you all, I'm here to tell you, God is such an awesome, awesome God that he would have us, Babe and I. I'm so thankful that I said yes to the Lord and yes to Babe when he says, will you marry me? Yes, yes, yes. I'm so happy that he did. But prior to that, I want you to know that the Lord showed up in my life and just absolutely showed himself to be who he is. God is a healer. Jesus went to the cross and he took every disease. He took every ailment. I want you to begin to affirm the word of God and knowing that the word of God is true. The other thing that I want you to do, and I'm so serious about this, is I want you to eat your artist product. I want you, if you don't use some natural supplements to build this body up. Chemicals will absolutely kill you. Kill you dead in your tracks. And so I want you to know that this has been an absolutely powerful, God orchestrated time in our lives. And it's a time when God is also knitting Babe and I together, knitting our hearts together, our spirits together, as we are walking out and seeing what God is doing in our lives. Now, with that being said, I have 5 minutes, and I'm going to give you this word from Psalms, the 37th chapter, and it's the 23rd and the 24th verses out of the Message Bible. And it says, Stalwart walks in step with God. His path blazed by God. He's happy. If he stumbles, hey, glory to God, yes, and we do, he's not down for long. You can knock this old gal down, but I have some resilience. I'm going to bounce back. You better get some bounce in you. And the thing that helps you to bounce back is the Spirit of God. Hey, the joy of the Lord is my strength. You've got to have some bounce back in this life because, ooh, that's going to preach good too. The bounce back in life, what it takes to bounce back. And the one thing that I know without a shadow of a doubt that it takes to bounce back is the Holy Spirit. Well, this says that if he stumbles, he will not be down for long. God has a grip on his hand. Hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All these old hymns come back and stirs up something on the inside of me to let me know that when you put good stuff down on the inside of you, when it comes time for it, it surfaces and it gives you what you need to go forward in the Lord. If I had time to preach it, and I guess I'll come back and preach it later, order my steps. What does it take to order our steps? Little did I know that God was ordering my steps when he had me to raise my hand and agree to come into the military. And little did I know how that would affect me. Here, look, you all, 30, 40 years later, that yes, how it has absolutely turned my life upside down right here, how that yes connected with the commissioner, the new commissioner for our Church of God in Christ chaplains, who looked me in my face and said, one of my main visions is to make female ministry more visible in this church. You all don't know how long I fought for that to be so. And I was back full circle to hear someone who was able to make it so. And then God allowed me to walk it out, to walk it out. Second thing, and I'm closing because got to. We often use this saying, God is working it out. You all need to know God is working it out. I want you to know this morning, take this away with you. God has already worked it out. God has done all that God is going to do. God has worked it out, and we need to walk it out. And how do we walk it out? We step it out on the words of faith. And that will be my sermon next week. How to order your steps on the word of faith. God bless you. My own dear Kai and Benita, thank you all so much. I love you. I love you so much, Minister Kai. You knew how much I was going through, and you threw out a lifeline and said, if you want me to preach for you on Monday, Mom, I got you. Whatever you need me to do, I got you. I thank you for being there. That's what we're supposed to do. My body said no, but my body said, call and tell her to do it for you. But my spirit says, no, you have a word. It's nothing more than testimonies. Testimonies encourage others to know that God is God. Here you go, babe. You're reaching for the phone, and there you go.
Back to TMC family. It is good today to go out. Any person you see that has a cap on, say, I'm retired, I'm a veteran, I serve, give them a smile. Tell them hello. Tell them thank you for the service. Tell them, encourage them any way that we can, because those are the people every day who protect us, and we need protection. And thank God for people like that. Dr. PK.
Minister Kai, you there?
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much for that word of testimony. And I'll be calling you back for the benediction. But first, let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we come before you this morning, simply asking you to touch hearts and minds. Father God, give Brother Lester and Dr. PK the rest that they need as they have been going nonstop. Lord, give them that sweet, peaceful rest that can come only in you. And Father, just bless them as they continue to press through even when they're tired, as they continue to press through for your mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Just be a hedge of protection around them. Just continue to allow their marriage to grow and flourish in you, oh God. Father God, we ask you right now to continue to just touch Mother Josie and just be with her, Father God, and all of the women of God, all of the mothers attached to this call, just continue to touch them. Be with them. Give them your peace, which passes all understanding. And Lord, we come before you praying for our current military members and our veterans. Father, they have given their lives in cases to keep this country safe. So, Lord, we thank them right now in the name of Jesus. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor for our veterans, for those people who are willing to lay it on the line when others are not. So, Father, right now we pray for our president. We ask that you depart wisdom into him. Father, we bind up the spirit of autocratism. Lord, we ask you right now to just touch him in the name of Jesus. Father, as we just continue to walk out your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for our lives, we just want to make sure we are lining up with your perfect will, in your perfect way, oh God, in your perfect timing. So Lord, we continue to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor that is due you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, if you want to hear today's playback for today's message, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-POUND. And immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. And that is hosted by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artists' life that keep us energized, informed, and moving to enhance the lives of others. And that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. Today's speakers on Motivational Monday will be Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Pastor Everett Thomas. We are so thankful that each and every one of you have joined us today, and we look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow, because we know that when we come to the Master's Call, the Master meets us there with an on-time word for such a time as this. Again, my name is Minister Kai, and I am so thankful for each and every listener on the line. And I will now turn the call back over to Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton to give us our benediction.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for your service to us here at the TMC. You are phenomenal. To each and every one of you, I want you to know I love you. I'm closing today with an affirmation. I refuse to live defeated, discouraged, depressed, or disillusioned. I decree peace is within the walls of my house and within my borders. This comes from Psalms 122:7. Almighty God, we thank you for peace today. Peace is what we have fought for and continue to seek. Now, may your peace rest, rule, and abide in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. Go out and live a super fantastic day, my friend. Bye-bye.